This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let me just say to Sox fans in advance, I am so sorry for what I'm about to do.
So the winning run is at second base with two out, 3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first, behind the bag, it gets through Buckner, here comes Knight, and the Mets win it!
Oh, pity the poor Bill Buckner. He was once one of baseball's all-stars, but all anyone seems to remember about him now is that ground ball that skipped right past him and cost the Sox the 1986 World Series. Even just the sound of his name, Buckner, is like the ringing of some sick Pavlovian bell for a certain generation of fans. For the past couple decades, Bill Buckner has been out of sight by and large in Red Sox Nation, save for throwing out the opening pitch at the Fenway in 2008. But Buckner is coming back, and here to explain is Only a Game's Bill Littlefield. Hey there, Bill.
Welcome back, Meghna.
So Bill Buckner is not with the Sox, but with the Rocks?
Yeah, be managing for the Brockton Rocks in the Canadian American League. And, I for one am delighted. It'd be fun to see him come back. You remember when he came back to the Red Sox in 1990, at the age of 40, only played 22 games, but he got standing ovations for coming back. Red Sox fans, I think, recognized that a man who had a 22-season career in the big leagues and hit .289 lifetime should not be penalized for one ground ball that found its way between his legs.
So he's already been forgiven.
Oh, I think so. And then I think the fact that the Red Sox have won two world championships doesn't hurt any. Much has been forgiven. Winning causes people to forgive a great deal.
All right, moving on to basketball. And actually other suburban sports news from Brockton to Sudbury. Shaq was on Letterman last night talking about his new digs.
I live in a small town called Sudbury. I signed kind of late, so I really didn't have a chance to find a house, so I went on Google and put big house outside of Boston, and I found this big 10-acre farmhouse.
So. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so.
That's apparently how, I wish I could find my house Googling, but apparently that trick only works once, because now when you Google big house outside of Boston, all you get are stories about Shaq. So what do you think about Shaq living in Sudbury?
I think it carries on a great tradition. Babe Ruth lived in Sudbury.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When he played in Boston, the beginning of his career, he was a country squire out there in Sudbury. At one point, there is a story that he pushed a piano into a lake out there. So I hope Shaq won't engage in anything quite that silly.
And finally, on to football. So the Patriots already clinched a playoff spot going into Sunday's game against the Dolphins, and they could have, fielded Tom Brady's barber or his dentist or his podiatrist and maybe gotten away with it, but that's not what happened at all.
No, the Patriots slaughtered the Dolphins. Not really slaughtering Dolphins, that would be wrong. But anyway, it was 38-7. It wasn't even close. A game that they didn't have to win, but they went out and won, and their substitutes played brilliantly too. So the Patriots B team would probably be reasonably effective against half of the teams in the NFL.
Well, and on that note, I mean, the Super Bowl is on the horizon. Care to peer into your crystal ball, as I so often ask you to do?
Well, I'm always uncomfortable peering into my own crystal ball, so I generally borrow a crystal ball from somebody who knows a lot more about these things than I do. And the odds, if you look at the odds for the teams that have made the playoffs winning the Super Bowl, Seattle is at the bottom, which is not surprising. They're under 500 and probably shouldn't be there at all. But anyway, they're 1,000-1. And at the extreme other end of the spectrum, we find the Patriots at 6-5. So unless you really like betting favorites, you probably just want to lay off that and watch the game for amusement purposes only, as they say.
WBUR's Bill Littlefield is the host of Only a Game, which you can listen to right here on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you.